in the sixth year of this week, of this 44th Jubilee, Jacob sent his sons to pasture their sheep, and his servants with them to the pastures of Shechem. And the seven kings of the Amorites assembled themselves together against them to slay them, hiding themselves under the trees, and to take their cattle as a prey. And Jacob and Levi and Judah and Joseph were in the house with Isaac their father, for his spirit was sorrowful, and they could not leave him. And Benjamin was the youngest, and for this reason remained with his father. And there came the king of Tepu, and the king of Arisa, and the king of Saragon, and the king of Silo, and the king of Gaas, and the king of Betharon, and the king of Manasseker, and all those who dwell in these mountains, and who dwell in the woods in the land of Canaan. And they announced this to Jacob, saying, Behold, the kings of the Amorites have surrounded thy sons, and plundered their herds. And he arose from his house, he and his three sons, and all the servants of his father, and his own servants, and he went against them with 6,000 men, who carried swords. And he slew them in the pastures of Shechem, and pursued those who fled, and he slew them with the edge of the sword, and he slew Aresa, and Taphu, and Saragan, and Selo, and Amani Sakir, and Gaas, and he recovered his herds. And he prevailed over them, and imposed tribute on them, that they should pay him tribute, 5 fruit products of their land, and he built Robalin, Timnathares. And he returned in peace, and made peace with them, and they became his servants, until the day that he and his sons went down into Egypt. And in the 7th year of this week, he sent Joseph to learn about the welfare of his brothers from his house to the land of Shechem. And he found them in the land of Dothan. And they dealt treacherously with him, and formed a plot against him to slay him. But changing their minds, they sold him to Ishmaelite merchants, and they brought him down into Egypt, and they sold him to Potiphar, the eunuch of Pharaoh, the chief of the cooks, priest of the city of Elu. And the sons of Jacob slaughtered a kid, and dipped the coat of Joseph in the blood, and sent it to Jacob their father on the 10th of the 7th month. And he mourned all that night, for they had brought it to him in the evening, and he became feverish with mourning for his death. And he said, An evil beast hath devoured Joseph. And all the members of his house were grieving and mourning with him all that day. And his sons and his daughter rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted for his son. And on that day Bilhah heard that Joseph had perished, and she died mourning him, and she was living in Kephrateth. And Dinah also, his daughter, died after Joseph had perished. And there came these 3 mournings upon Israel in 1 month, and they buried Bilhah over against the tomb of Rachel, and Dinah also, his daughter, they buried there. And he mourned for Joseph 1 year, and did not cease, for he said, Let me go down to the grave mourning for my son. For this reason it is ordained for the children of Israel that they should afflict themselves on the 10th of the 7th month, on the day that the news which made him weep for Joseph came to Jacob his father, that they should make atonement for themselves thereon with a young goat on the 10th of the 7th month, once a year, for their sins, for they had grieved the affection of their father regarding Joseph his son. And this day has been ordained that they should grieve thereon for their sins, and for all their transgressions, and for all their errors, so that they might cleanse themselves on that day once a year. And after Joseph perished, the sons of Jacob took unto themselves wives. The name of Reuben's wife is Ada, and the name of Simeon's wife is Adabah, a Canaanite. And the name of Levi's wife is Melcah, of the daughters of Aram, of the seed of the sons of Terah. And the name of Judah's wife, Betasuel, a Canaanite. And the name of Issachar's wife, Hezekah. And the name of Zabulon's wife, Neeman. And the name of Dan's wife, Eglah, and the name of Naphtali's wife, Rasuah, of Mesopotamia, and the name of Gad's wife, Maacah, and the name of Asher's wife, Ejonah, and the name of Joseph's wife, Asenath the Egyptian, and the name of Benjamin's wife, Ejasica. And Simeon repented and took a second wife from Mesopotamia as his brothers.